the former site of the Mersey Maternity Hospital at Steel Street in Devonport. It was an eyesore for many, many years. The council bought it. The state government sold it to the council. Then the council sold it to a developer last year. Good news is that it's going ahead now. The development's really starting to look good. People in Devonport would know, driving past it in Steel Street, you can see the houses going up. It's a residential development, by the way. It's being developed by KCB Developments. Peter Cross is one of the directors, and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Peter.
Afternoon, Martin. Thanks for having us on.
No, you're more than welcome. Just to recap on the whole project, we're looking at something like around $6 million of housing for Devonport, which is great.
Yeah, that's correct. We're looking at what our investment will be in the joint. So at the moment, we're ticking along pretty well on schedule for a April-May finish next year, which was what we sort of originally aimed for. So.
Well, you've almost answered my next question, because I was going to ask you how the pandemic affected the work on the site. Probably not much by the sound of it.
No, it actually didn't. When we jumped into the thing, we were all pretty nervous, because that was about start date when we pretty much got locked down. And the upside for us was our boys, and we were able to keep going to work and keep the wheels in motion. And so it hasn't slowed us up at all. And we can continue to try and get the thing finished.
Really good for the tradies and everyone that's working on the project, because so many people lost their jobs through the pandemic, as we know, so it must have been nice for them to have that sort of continuity.
Oh yeah, it's been awesome for our guys and our subbies that were heading home to their wives and partners, that a lot of them had lost their jobs, and these boys were still able to go to work and still keep investing in the things they wanted to do. So it's working out as a good development for us all.
So has the plan changed much from when you originally came up with it? I think it was going to be a mix of two and three bedroom units and some townhouses and a few other different styles.
We pretty much run with our original plan. It is a mix of two and three bedroom units and some bigger sort of townhouses up along Steel Street. So we've stuck to the plan, and it seems to be ticking some boxes for the communities. We're getting a lot of positive feedback, so it's going quite well.
Must be very satisfying for you to get that feedback, and also you've been there since day one, since the old hospital was demolished, and what an eyesore it was, living in the region. It must give you a lot of satisfaction to be, even though you're not finished yet, to be doing what you're doing.
Oh, Martin, it's great. I kick the dirt up there every day and go and shut the gate of a night, and we do have a sense of pride of what we are achieving up there, and it's nice to, as I say, walk up on the street and get positive feedback from the locals that walk past and tell us how great it is, it's easy to get detractors, but in this case it's everyone's really happy with it, which is awesome.
Now, as you said, you're hoping to finish by about March or April next year, which means you can't be too far away from selling or putting some of these places on the market. In fact, I think when I drove past there the other day, there was a sign up said now selling.
Yeah, we've actually got to a stage where we've got a display home that is finished and fully furnished, so people can see how they can live in the thing, and so currently we've got them on the market and got a five sales now, and things are looking pretty positive, which is, we're off the plan here in Tassie, is a really good start for us, so we're wrapped.
Okay, now I think the starting price is a bit over $300,000 for some of the smaller ones, which is pretty good, because that obviously includes the land as well. So not too bad, is it?
No. Look, it's a really good deal, and back to the COVID thing, people are we've called it a lifestyle development, and that's people are realising how good it is to be here in Tassie and have a home that they feel comfortable in and can go and look around our own state, and we're getting a lot of interest from the mainland now because people realise how good Tassie is.
Well, I was going to ask you that, because it's only been, I think, a few weeks since you actually started selling, or maybe a bit longer than that. Has there been much interest, and where's it come from?
Yeah, look, it's a really good mix. Most of it is retirees and that looking to downscale is our first lot of sales. But we're just starting to get a lot of mainland calls now. They can see that the borders are about to open, and I can see we're about to have an influx of people wanting to be here. So we have got a really good mix of inquiry, and which is a positive thing for us all.
Well, Peter, I've got to say again, thank you very much for investing in the local community. It's fantastic, and you've provided jobs for people, and it looks like it's all going to go as planned and are going to be a great thing for Devonport. So thanks for your time this afternoon.
And thank you. Hopefully this works out and we can move on to another one for the boys.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Good on you, Martin. Thank you.